Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Lucky 13. We're all lucky to be here, alive and kicking, if you will. Today's solution for today's problems. You'll find all the solutions right here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, Mr. Solution. What else have they got? Captain Curmudgeon. What else they could call Jay? Behind my back, people talk about me. What do they say?
Our fearless leader is how Jen and I refer to you.
Oh, okay, so that's good. All right, so Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and the morning is full of celebrating in Kansas City. Which Kansas City, though? Is it Kansas City on the one side of the state line or the other side of the state line? Or does everybody claim to have a piece of the Kansas City Chiefs? I guess probably on a day like today, everybody claims, whether you're in Missouri or whether you're in Kansas, the Chiefs, if anybody doesn't know this, and I think if James, I even know this, and I was talking to a friend of mine last night, some business stuff, and I said, you watching the Super Bowl? I said, of course, aren't you? And I said, no, and he just laughed out loud. So, at any rate, there's not much news here. If you have been a football fan or you are involved in the whole business of the Super Bowl and what it is, I was driving yesterday afternoon or in the evening, early evening. It was like Christmas. Nobody on the road. Everybody's at home watching, right? The game, 38-35 over the Eagles. I guess if I were a betting man or if I were somebody who cared enough about the game to express a feeling of which team would be, from my perspective, ought to be the winner, I would have easily chosen Kansas City. Never liked Philadelphia, worked there for a while. I just I don't feel it, don't get it. But at any rate, Patrick Mahomes, and I don't get the excitement about him either. Why people are excited about this guy, he's a good football player, whether he's no Tom Brady. People are looking for heroes. People are looking for somebody to talk about that they can, and he was the most valuable player. Could see that was going to happen anyway, right?
Absolutely. But also, Mahomes joins a short list of players who were the NFL MVP for the season, the Lombardi Trophy winner, the Super Bowl MVP. He has all of those within the same season. It's a very short list of people that do it. But also, he's 27. He has a long career ahead of him, and he's already so decorated.
Yeah. Okay, well, the thing that is subliminal here for me is how dangerous the game is. That doesn't get celebrated. That doesn't get discussed. I'm the only one who throws cold water on it. It would seem the dangers. And it was Saturday or Friday. The fellow who is the executive director of the National Football League, you don't remember his name, it's not important for the story, was talking about how they have been addressing the problems of the dangers of playing, with a reference to the fellow who had the heart problem and fell over on the field. Yeah. Right. But more the clinical analysis of what happens to the brains of football players. And I think the number was 83%. Don't hold me to that, but it's some high, ridiculously high number of people who have played the game have some kind of brain injury. And they're talking about it. Supposed to be doing something about it. For those of you who understand the game and understand what it's all about and like the excitement of it, that's fine. Understanding that the people who play professionally need to, they have signed off, they have a contract. So they know, or if they don't know, then they aren't very bright. But I found one of the things about football players today versus the football players of the past, they seem to be much better educated. They seem to be much more knowledgeable. They seem to be, it takes brains and brawn to be a good football player. And that is something that's changed since the days when I was in school or afterwards when, you know, there were guys like Refrigerator Perry, who was just a big blob with a maybe a little bit of a brain on his head. And he got used. A lot of those people get used. Maybe they, I mean, that's not to say there aren't people like that around now who are just big guys that get used to block or whatever it is that big guys on the field do. But the idea of what happens to the brain, if you're in high school or younger, if you're in college, then this is a different picture for me than the picture of what happens with a professional. You get paid to, it's like being a soldier. You know that the chances are if you go out in the field, you may get shot. Or you may get in some circumstance where there's an IUD. Not an IUD. What's it called?
an IUD.
Isn't it? Is it?
IED. No.
An IED, right. An IUD is for another purpose. So, and I thought you'd laugh at that, but you didn't. So, at any rate,
Well, but also there's more emphasis on flag football at a younger age, too. Even the Pro Bowl, they did that this year. The Pro Bowl, they played flag football instead of playing football.
Well, so the reason I
everybody is kind of on the same page that younger and younger should it should be more taken care of.
Or not done at all. At any rate.
With flag football?
Just the idea of you get away. Flag football is okay if you can enforce the rules. But all too often, what I've seen and heard and read is that the youngsters get, you know, they watch these football, these pro games, and they see how excited their father is or their older brother or mother or somebody. Look at that guy. Hit that. And then they think that's what they're supposed to do. And so it's not, and when I was the equivalency there that I was referring to, was when you go into the service, you sign up for danger. When you go play football, you sign up for danger. There are other jobs that you sign up for that are dangerous, and you know that going in.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly the pay.
You train accordingly.
Would reflect that. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, the pay in the service doesn't reflect it, but the pay in playing football. I think the anybody who signs football. And correct me if I'm wrong on this. Signs a football contract is, I think the starting pay is $700,000 a year. Am I right? Something like that.
Oh, we'll have to ask the Googlebot about that.
Okay, well, you can do that. Sure. Meanwhile, the women, the team of Navy pilots who made history, that flyover over the Super Bowl, the pregame flyover, seven women from the Navy took part in the flight over the stadium ahead of the Super Bowl. And interesting, taxpayer dollars are, I guess this is an American thing, so you know, let's play it up. I think it's interesting that the way they played it up wasn't that it was about the Super Bowl, it was about the women, which is, I think, a better thing to focus on, frankly.
Yeah, and this is celebrating 50 years of women flying in service. Yeah.
Yep. I saw something from somebody locally here, and I think it's happened around the country, men... As a matter of fact, I heard, was this a call to somebody? Oh, yeah, it was a call on a radio program. A fellow called and been in the Navy, been a flyer, and said he was so proud of the women and the attention that's being given to them. So this is, you know, something that is, it bothers me in that we are talking about something that ought to have been something that happened a long time ago, but at any rate, it's happened. And so here's Lieutenant Katie Martinez, who's a naval flight officer, who was talking about how thrilled she was to be a part of this event. She said, quote, "It doesn't get bigger than the Super Bowl. I'm humbled and honored to be able to participate with my friends and fellow naval aviators as part of the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity." So here's my prediction. You ready?
Ready.
There's going to be another Top Gun movie. Tom Cruise will star, but there will be a female counterpart, not a male counterpart. And if not inspired before this, this will inspire Cruise and the producers of the movie to put women in there. Who would be a good co-star for a movie about women who are Navy pilots like
Maverick. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure, but I could definitely see them doing something like this. That second Top Gun Maverick movie, it was so lucrative. I can't imagine them being like, all right, let's do another one.
No, they'll do another one. Absolutely. Matter of fact, I'm thinking that it's already in production. Let's ask Shucker about that later on during the day. Chuck Curry, our movie man, will be with us later on. You can check on him and other items as we help you in our various segments of the Good Day program to have a better life. Tom Kreitler will be with us later on. You can always find these. He's the fellow from the Money Pit, helps you with ideas for home improvement. But you can find them all at gooddayshow.com. Every day our program runs through its course. Every day Chuck Curry is here. Tom Kreitler joins us on Mondays. Warren Eckstein joins us on Wednesday. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us on Tuesday. Dr. Ken joins us on Thursday. So you have all of that help that will... that's one of the things that I get most notes about, Jay, is the kind of help that we offer, ways to sustain and make our lives better, which is what the program is about, not just opinion,
Absolutely.
Not just about what's going on. We're here to help you. The... celebration of Valentine's Day this year. Tomorrow, lots of love, music, and stories about Valentine's. And you think about yours and share them with us on our social media. Best Valentine gift you ever had. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. Or call us up and leave us a message about the best Valentine you ever experienced. 855-999-DOUG. Is our dial-up number, 855-999-3684. At your service and on your side here on the Good Day program. How about we make it 17 and change past the hour here on Good Day?
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
I want to get a toothbrush and duplicate that sound. Yes. Toothpaste is good. Good for your smile. Smiling happens on Valentine's Day. Love has nothing to do with what you are expecting to get, only with what you are expecting to give. Hopefully there is a lot in that, right? Hopefully there's a lot in the give department. Yeah, it is. Yep. Give, give, give. Don't expect, but give. I think men come out as I'm setting the short end of that thing. All right, so anyway, we're here, solution-oriented Valentine's Day ideas here on the Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 23 after the hour, it's the Monday, February 13th version of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Rihanna with her Super Bowl performance, the halftime show yesterday. I didn't watch this. I wanted to catch a few of the commercials as I had time. I didn't even get back in the house till after the game was pretty much through, I think, in the third quarter. At any rate, Rihanna had something to reveal beside her voice and her singing, and we'll talk about what it is that she's got cooking, if you'll pardon the pun, after this. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS. We found love in a whole new day. We found love in a whole new day. If you're a Rihanna fan, you have one more reason not to like Donald Trump. Apparently, he took a shot at her halftime performance yesterday, and I thought to myself when I saw that, why am I... And I'm thinking it right now. Who gives a damn? And why would I even repeat it? I repeat it because it's so ridiculous.
What did he say?
He seems to have a problem with her. He's been attacking her pretty regularly. And I think to myself, I'm going to talk about the politics though, because I don't want to take away from what we were talking about with regard to her baby. But her hits, including Umbrella and Work, were in the show when she's talking about being pregnant. And then Trump writes on his whatever account he's got on whatever social media, epic failure. Rihanna gave, without question, the single worst halftime show in Super Bowl history after insulting far more than half of our nation, which is already in serious decline with her foul and insulting language. He went on to talk about her style.
What? Show did he watch? He clearly saw something else because, we watched two different shows. She was awesome. Her stages were like floating and moving, and she'd go airborne and she'd be down, and there were so many dancers and just this amazing choreography. She crushed it. She, and a lot of people, aside from she announced her pregnancy, her second pregnancy during the Super Bowl, you could see the bump, and then she was also the way she was holding her belly at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
But she is fantastic. She played so many songs, and before she fully announced it, just people seeing the concert itself, the performance, it was the Rihanna concert after all, just interrupted by a football game. That's what everybody's saying. A lot of people were wondering, okay, is she pregnant? Is she not? All of that stuff. And then she came out and acknowledged, yes, that was her announcement. But also a lot of people were like, oh, she didn't play this song. She didn't play that song. She didn't play this song. Rihanna is an incredibly decorated artist. She has over 53 singles as a lead artist, 17 as a featured artist, 14 number one songs, 31 in the top 10. There just wasn't enough time for her to fit everything in. And she lot of songs in the time allotted. She had 12 songs that she played.
So, apparently the business with Trump, she's never liked Trump. She spray painted a car with F. Trump a couple of years ago. So that's where it started. All right, anyway. Yep, hooray, 28 passed. This is good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter. Or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. No side effects from this.
That's right. There's nothing in Calitrin that would cause you to have any sort of negative side effects. We always boast that we have side benefits, actually, because the ingredients that are in Calitrin are good for you. It's all just natural, the way that your body wants to lose weight. Your metabolism is being boosted. You're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, and so you just all around feel better. Now, our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, so you're going to see the inches and the pounds come off.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Calitrin products?
Well, right now for Valentine's, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free, and it's unlimited, so buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10.
Go to toploss.com and use the Doug card to get free shipping. Toploss.com for Calitrin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting another object has been shot down. A fourth flying object was brought down Sunday afternoon at 20,000 feet above Lake Huron. China's foreign ministry said it had no information on the last three flying objects shot down. Democrat Florida Representative Jared Moskowitz says he wants a little bit more than lip service from the White House.
I don't believe they can just kind of just continue to do this or try to you know, push this underneath the rug that, you know, we shot four things out of the sky over the last couple of days. Nothing to be concerned about.
China continues to bully nations of the world. The Philippines on Monday accused China Coast Guard of hitting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of its crew in the disputed South China Sea. Kansas City beat Philadelphia in Sunday's Super Bowl game 38-35. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. It's now 34 at the hour. On top of things for Monday, February the 13th, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, and my allergies. I was reading a whole thing about allergies and what causes them. There are a myriad of things. As I look for a solution, I was trying to find, I found online something that I would like to try, but it's one of those obnoxious, I have to go through things and I'm going to do this as a public service at some point soon, mm-hmm. all the things that you can buy online that if you're not careful become auto-refill. So every month you get, for example, I ordered some CBD stuff, and I put on the order. If you order them online, it's hard to do it. If you call somebody, not so hard. But get somebody to answer a phone at some of these places. So they have a good product that's worth trying, but then you can't you find it's so extraordinarily frustrating. It keeps me from wanting. There are two things about ordering stuff online. One of them is the auto ship. And the other one is that often when you see something that appears to you that you want to order, you know you want to order, it takes you a half hour of BS to go through all of the, there's a half hour of video and an audio of why you should do this stuff. I can't believe that these people that are selling this stuff are that naive that they think people want to sit and, once you make up your mind you want to buy something, I'm a salesman. Mm-hmm. When you get the sale, you got the sale. So shut up already.
Yeah.
And now take the order and, right, keep moving. Let's move back into the conversation here for Monday. A lot of people are talking about the close game. The question comes about there's a call. I was watching the end of the game. And in overtime, there was a lot of hubbub expressed about the call that one of the refs did. One of the players for the Eagles looked like he was reaching around and holding onto the jersey or, the waistline of the guy that had the ball. And I thought, that's kind of, and I don't know anything about football, but that looked to me like kind of a silly call. It was, and people would keep, I've read 5 articles already this morning. It was the worst call in the history of football. Or a football, or worst call in the history of the game. So I don't know whether that's true or not, but it did seem to get everybody pretty well lit, if you will.
Yeah, the, you are not a fan of that holding call.
No.
Fans.
No. No, yeah. And the Eagles have nothing to celebrate today. A lot of flying objects here to focus on. The State Department, however, I want to talk about another governmental thing before we get to all the objects floating around from the damn Chinese government. Citizens or lawful permanent residents can now easily sponsor refugees who want safety here in our country. The new program is called the Welcome Corps. It's connected with a consortium of nonprofits that seem to specialize in the resettlement of displaced persons. The Welcome Corps is going to allow private citizens to capitalize on their humanitarian instincts when they've got a tragedy like the situation with all of the refugees in the Middle East after the earthquake. 26,000 people, I think, was the last count, wasn't it? 27,000 got killed in that earthquake last week,
oh,
if I'm not mistaken.
I have to check again. I thought it had already surpassed 30.
Well, maybe it has. I don't know. The last number I saw. At any rate, there are lots of people from the Middle East now who have no place to go from that part of the world. And so they're moving up into Europe. Some of them are coming to Canada. Some of them are coming to the United States. And so this particular group, the Welcome Corps, is something that a lot of people thinks is a good idea. I'm all for it as long as it plays by the rules and that people come into this country the way they're supposed to, the way maybe that they stay for 90 days or whatever it is until they get back on their feet. But I don't want people just coming in here and then floating off into Never Never Land. I don't know that that's what this is about, but it certainly is a concern. The State Department's working, I think, with this group.
Yeah, this one is specifically to sponsor legal refugees.
Yeah, right, exactly, which is what we need. And I don't know that.
A system that's already in place in Canada.
Yeah. I just don't necessarily trust our State Department under this current group of this. The administration isn't really too cool when it comes to how they've been handling the problems at the border. So anyway, this is hopefully something that will work out well, because there are a lot of citizens who need help, and there are a lot of private-public partnerships here that deserve attention. Remember, be careful, though, of where you send your money. If you're just sending money to support a group, this is a good group to support, but there are so many charities that are no good that you want to stay away from. Stay
away from. Percentage of your donation will actually go to what you're trying to
donate towards. Exactly. Yep. Meanwhile, in Turkey, 113 building contractors have been arrested over the weekend. You're right about the death toll, by the way, it's passed, it's almost 34,000 now. But the analysis of the buildings, the structures that collapsed, there were 170,000 buildings that have been assessed over the past week to see if they were, you know, going to collapse. Because sometimes it takes a while for the weaknesses to show and the buildings to fall down. The quake that killed 17,000 people down there in 1999 changed the building codes so that they're looking at these buildings. Most of the buildings were older buildings. Some of them were newer, but they're supposed to be built to withstand. Right, yeah. So anyway, the latest, the problem with substandard buildings is what you see. And there are probably about 75,000 buildings in the quake zone that were a problem, but the government is so corrupt, they gave the builders amnesty. But now some of these contractors have been arrested because they didn't follow. It's, as I say, it's so corrupt there, they buy off or pay off the officials that are supposed to supervise building and construction and that kind of stuff. So there's so much seismic activity in that area. It's it really is. It's something that it's frustrating because it's expensive, but it's so easy to do it the right way. And in this circumstance, again,
and to save a life, it's worth it. Definitely worth the trouble and worth the cost. But if you see that they still have rescue efforts, they're still finding survivors.
Yeah.
You would think
this
far removed that it would just be recovery, and it's not. They are still finding survivors in the rubble, which is a miracle.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the aforementioned flying objects, three of them have been shot down over North America in the last, 4 or 5 days. But since late last month, the spy balloon and other things have been not only entering U.S. airspace, but Canadian airspace as well. And it turns out they've all been shot down. So the Chinese and their reconnaissance vessels, or whatever the hell they're talking about, you know, whatever they're saying, and however, whatever BS comes, this is what's so frustrating to me. We keep having these incidents almost daily. Regular incursions from the Chinese trying to screw over anybody and everybody that they can, trying to take advantage of our naivete, because that's what it is. So sometimes they can figure out quickly what the object is. Sometimes they can't. Objects detected by ground radar. Sometimes they're seen by pilots that are flying over North America. The airspace belongs to us, not to you. And so the various objects that, this is the latest one, was over Lake Huron. And then there was another one up over the Yukon. And they're about the size of a car, apparently.
Yeah, they said they were kind of cylinder shaped, not exactly like the balloon. And then there was a situation where airspace over Lake Michigan was shut down by the FAA, and then that was canceled, but no news released over what that was even about.
Well, you can be sure it's a black eye, but this is, again, not the time to be partisan. Actually, there are very few incidents that have to do with partisanship. It has to do with leadership, not partisanship. and we have such bad leadership here all across the board that we're vulnerable. We are just not taking. We have all of this. We have more F-22s. Think about all the different kinds of armaments that we have, the different kind of planes and the things on the ground that can be used to knock these things out of the sky. And
we don't know where these ones came from. We know that the Chinese spy balloon, that one was almost immediately identified. But this one, they do not know.
Right, you think it's a UFO?
Technically it is. It's an unidentified. Yeah. Technically it is a UFO.
It is. So the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee in the House, name is Jim Himes from Connecticut, said that he, quote, has real concerns about the transparency of the Biden administration regarding the objects that have been shot down. Now, the question here, Himes was on Meet the Jerks on NBC yesterday, one of the top leaders of Congress. He's on the House Intelligence Committee. They have a briefing that they attended on Friday about the spy balloon. And his concern is that Biden and his administration have been less than forthcoming. So this will give all the right-wing Republicans lots to talk about today and tomorrow and this week. And maybe it's time that we examine this, not from the political point of view again, but from the competence point of view or motivational. All this is going to do is give all of the right-wing Republicans something to talk about. See, we told you. They're in bed, Biden and his family, Hunter Biden, got all that money from the Chinese government, so he's corrupt and he's not, he's playing it loose with the Chinese because he's got a connection. And you know what? When you look at this, you can think to yourself, well, there's something wrong. What is it? Is it that behind the scenes they've been paid off and corrupted? This is the stuff, without there being real information, people are going to speculate. People are going to guess. People are going to point fingers. And when somebody in his own party does that, the concern of, you know, not only what we're doing, but what really are these spy balloons all about? Why isn't there somebody...
It's not the weather, that's for sure.
No, of course it's not. Massive speculation that there are invasions coming from these people in this way. So, food for thought for sure. 48 after, this is a good day.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect and support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or just go to eBay Motors and get it right the first time. When you see the green check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
February is Heart Month.
every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Farm Food and Family Time on the Daily Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug with Jay Kirshner, the Super Bowl and the commercials that play during the Super Bowl, always fun during the game, after the game. There are some local commercials that were farm-oriented, but there also was a Land O'Lakes. This commercial was, for me, when I look at it, I didn't watch the game, but I'm looking at a sort of a tally of all of the of the commercials. And so for those of you who didn't see it or hear it, this is the audio for the Land O'Lakes commercial.
This is not a big TV commercial for the big game. This is not a farmer. This is stock footage. It's a stock video of a person pretending to be a farmer. And I'm just a voiceover guy. Land O'Lakes farmers are too busy to be in a commercial. Busy putting food on the table. Your table. Founded over 100 years ago, Land O'Lakes is a co-op and has always been owned by farmers. And when you enjoy Land O'Lakes products during the big game, you're supporting hard-working farmer owners in their communities across the country. From their farms to your table. Eat it like you own it.
So the fact that there is acknowledgement that a lot of the farm commercials have actors in them brings me around to some of the local commercials. For example, on TV stations in Illinois, There were several farming families that were featured on Super Bowl commercials. A 30-second commercial by the Illinois Farm Families Coalition played in the first half of the football game. Groups like the Illinois Beef Association, Corn Marketing Board, the Illinois Farm
Bureau. Yeah, there's more presence. It was nice to see.
Well, it's time. The fact that 96% of farms in Illinois are family-owned, and then there are these big, huge agribusinesses that more and more are getting scrutinized by everybody except the people who are in charge. Welch's, the grape family, that really is, that's run by farm families as well. I'm thinking about a number of these farms getting larger and larger, fewer farmers. That's what the rap is. But in fact, the majority of farms are still made up of family farms, but they don't have the control. There are lots of farms, but they don't have the control of the economy, the farm economy, like they used to. It's the big ag outfits, like Cargill and ADM, the ones that sponsor a lot of the Sunday morning shows and news programs, etc. Those are the people that have that take their money and influence legislation. So the farm bills that have been passed every 4, 5, 6 years, there's a new farm bill that the federal government goes into farming problems and who's supposed to get aid. And what happens is all the big agribusinesses get all the money and they don't need it, but they get it. It goes back to the corruption of the Trump administration with Sonny Perdue and how much money was distributed to all his pals around the country, mostly in the Southeast. Millions was the report. How many was it? $6 trillion or something that was misdirected, misguided, misused during the pandemic. And much of it went to people who weren't farmers at all, but they had influence. And that's really what goes on continually with federal programs. The people who have the money to influence the decisions that are made are not the family farmers. So they're the ones continually being screwed over. And I think that ad that you heard, and some of the others that were prominent there, are trying to bring attention to what's going on. There are a lot of farmers, depending on what they do. If they're grain people, they've done quite well. Illinois especially did very well. Farmers there, I was seeing a report of all the people that have bought new equipment, and there's a report in one of our farm trade papers about how you take tax credits for this. A lot of these farmers are buying new equipment every year because they need the tax write-offs. But that's not the average family farmer by any stretch of the imagination. And so these spots are aimed at getting the attention or giving attention to the farmers so they get the attention of the public. So at any rate, I thought that was, frankly, well done.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's time we just need to, you know, you got to recognize what's really going on. Today is National Cheddar Day. Do you know that cheddar cheese accounts for about a third of all the cheese sold in our country? Wow. Most of it comes from England. What's your favorite cheddar? There are local brands. We used to make it on the farm as well. The raw milk cheddar cheese was good. So enjoy some cheddar cheese today. Doug Steffen with Jay. Farm, food, and family are focused at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.